40 years ago, the Kerner Commission was formed after riots tore through a number of American cities. Tomorrow in Detroit, a new Kerner Commission will begin a 6-city tour to examine race and poverty in urban America today. From Michigan Radio, Vincent Duffy reports.
This is the sound of Detroit from July of 1967, as reported by Phil Nye.
Those shots are being fired on 12th Street. Two tanks have just moved into that area. Those first shots you heard were 50 caliber, the last apparently either from Detroit police, state police, perhaps National Guardsmen.
What began as a police raid on an after-hours club transformed into a riot, leaving 43 dead, hundreds injured, and thousands of homes and businesses destroyed by fire. It was put down after President Johnson sent in federal troops.
Law and order have broken down in Detroit, Michigan. Pillage, looting, murder, and arson have nothing to do with civil rights.
After the Detroit riots, Johnson created the National Advisory Commission on Civil Disorders to investigate the causes. It was better known as the Kerner Commission, after its chair, Illinois Governor Otto Kerner. The commission determined the riots stemmed from economic frustrations among black residents and said, quote, "The nation is moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal." Former Oklahoma Senator Fred Harris is one of the two surviving members of the original commission.
Hostilities were such, frustrations were such in the black sections of virtually all of the cities of the country that almost any random spark, as happened in Detroit, could set off these disorders.
The commission called for new jobs, desegregated housing, and better police relations. Tomorrow, a 40-year progress report on those goals begins when a reconstituted Kerner Commission examines the current state of race and poverty in America's cities. The first hearing is in Detroit, with later hearings in Newark, New Orleans, Miami, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. Clearly, the progress on poverty is not good. Detroit proper is ranked the poorest city in America, with one-third of its residents living in poverty. It has the country's highest unemployment rate and is second in the number of foreclosures. The state of race relations is less clear. White flight emptied Detroit of most of its white residents. The city is now more than 80% black. This week in downtown Detroit, as musicians played and workers set up holiday decorations, opinions on race relations mostly depended on the race of the person expressing the opinion. Joe Brennan is white.
In terms of race relations, this area and community has, I think, dramatically come together to the extent that I don't think that race relations are a big issue here in Detroit at all.
White people think there's no problem.
Clinton Griffin is black.
White people just don't see what's not happening. Unemployment is high for minorities. Education dropout rate, all that kind of stuff. School system in and of itself. Those things are obvious to everybody, and I don't know how they couldn't recognize them and realize that, no, things are probably just as volatile today as they were then, if in fact they got the right kind of spark.
The spark that started the 1967 riot happened at the corner of 12th and Claremont. Today, 12th Street is called Rosa Parks Boulevard. The name has changed, but the area is still littered with vacant lots, boarded-up buildings, and trash. And as the Kerner Commission will likely hear, racism and significant poverty also remain. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy.